Hi there, and welcome to the Smart English Coach podcast. I'm Claire, and in this episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about imposter syndrome. So back in episode 66 of the Smart English Coach podcast, I talked about a student of mine who suffers from imposter syndrome, from thinking that she doesn't deserve the position that she has, that she doesn't belong in the job that she has. So she's at the top of her career. She's got a really, really good job, but she keeps wondering, why am I here? Why have they promoted me? It can't be because I'm good at my job or I've got the right experience and skills for the job. No. They've promoted me because I'm lucky or because they feel sorry for me and I certainly don't belong here. So this is a really good example of imposter syndrome, the feeling that you don't deserve where you are because you don't have the right talents or experiences. And really, imposter syndrome is a sign that you don't have much self-confidence. You don't have confidence in yourself. And learning English to a high level can also cause feelings of imposter syndrome. Perhaps you think, well, who am I to want a great career using English? Who am I to speak the same language as Shakespeare when I'm not a native English speaker? And often it's people like teachers or translators, people who need English in their job, who can suffer from feelings of imposter syndrome. And maybe also people like you. So I have a couple of comments about imposter syndrome and about what you can do about it. The first thing to realize is that imposter syndrome can affect everybody. So I know English teachers who feel that their qualifications aren't as good as other English teachers. I sometimes feel that, I have to say, because I only have one degree, not two. For other English teachers, it's because they don't have experience in a certain area. So perhaps they feel they can't teach business English because they've never worked for a big corporation. The important thing to remember is that you are not alone. And the second thing to do is to work out why you feel like this. Very often, imposter syndrome is because of a lack of confidence, as I said earlier. And that could be because you are comparing yourself with other people. You're thinking, well, I can never speak English like Claire or Sarah or Rob or Jane or whoever because I'm not a native English speaker. You might think, well, I don't belong in an English-speaking context, in an English-speaking community, because my first language isn't English. And as we all know, comparing yourself with other people isn't very helpful. And then the next thing to consider, where are these feelings leading to you? So if you suffer from imposter syndrome, maybe you don't try new things with English because you don't want to make mistakes. You don't want to feel judged by other people. And using English makes you feel worried or anxious, and it's stressful. So if that's you, the next step is to start building confidence so that you can start using English, so that you don't feel worried. Because when you don't try new things, that's going to keep you where you are. You're not going to grow and develop and improve your English. So then, some practical things that you can do if you suffer from imposter syndrome. Number one, lose the perfectionism. Nobody speaks English perfectly, especially not native speakers. Don't worry so much about making mistakes, because most of the time, people won't even remember the mistakes that you make. Secondly, find ways to enjoy English. So that might be through watching films, reading books, socializing. Whatever it is that gives you enjoyment, do it through English. And the third thing, replace fear with pride, starts to see the successes and the achievements that you have got through your English. These don't have to be big successes, although obviously you want to celebrate when you get a new job or you get a promotion or you pass an exam. Fantastic. But also don't ignore the small successes. So for example, you have a conversation with someone in English and you feel good about it. Or you watch something on Netflix and you understand most of it. These are also really important successes because they give you pride. They make you feel good. So make a note of them. And another thing, and this is really important, accept compliments. So when someone compliments you, praises you for your English, don't say something like, oh God, no, my English is terrible. Instead say, hey, thank you, I appreciate that. When people give you praise, acknowledge it. It's because of your hard work, your dedication, your motivation that your English is so good. And last, but not least, surround yourself with people who support you. So if you're an English teacher, join a community of other English teachers. The important thing about community is that you can share your struggles and support other people and get supported as well. It's a win-win. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please don't forget to review or rate it so that other people can find the podcast as well. And you can review or rate it from where you are now, from where you are listening to the podcast. Speak soon.